Good morning, everyone. JW and our guest host, Wendy Gourley. This is the Morning Mix. Morning Mix presenting live local music and events in the Wasatch back. Welcome, everybody, and welcome, Wendy.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I am digging that new theme music. I love it.
Yeah, we changed it up a little bit. And we're always trying to make some little tweaks here and there. Hey, welcome to the program.
Thanks. I'm really excited to be here. This is my on-air debut that's not underwriting or recorded
right,
or messages or
pledge drive. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what are we going to be doing today?
Well, we have a great lineup. We are going to start off with our live musical guest, Robert Bartko. And then we have the Park City Summit County Arts Council with Jocelyn Scudder to talk about the symphony pop-up parks in Park City and throughout Heber Valley this summer. I'm really excited about that. This is a new program to me, so I'm excited to learn all about it. And then later we have Jennifer Lauer and Jake Arnold, who have just opened their Provocor Gallery in Redstone, and they have a very popular artist of note, Tyler Shields, will be in the studio with us as well.
It's going to be action-packed, lots to do. And back to the symphony for a moment. For all the people that they play to more kids because they're always on the road playing in school systems within the state of Utah. And the pop-up concerts are really cool because especially when you're not expecting them, I mean, you walk in and there's three or four musicians playing some beautiful piece. It's pretty cool.
I'm excited to go catch some this summer. And I'm also intrigued about the art pianos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be talking all about that.
Awesome.
This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters. And when we return, musical guest Robert Bartko. Stay with us.
An evening with Leo Kottke at the Intimate Egyptian Theater, June 13th through the 15th. Kottke is widely recognized as a master of acoustic guitar and known for his innovative finger-picking style on 6- and 12-string guitars, drawing influences from blues, jazz, and folk music. Reduced pricing Thursday and Friday. Tickets and information at parkcityshows.com or 649-9371. The Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, open for lunch and dinner, and offering weekend brunch with traditional menu items like pub steak and eggs and eggs benedict. Brewery tours available. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Do you like listening to KPCW News? Now you can read it, too. When you visit our website, kpcw.org, and click on a news story, you will see a transcription as well as the audio link. The best part? No paywall or pesky registration screen. It's free. It's easy. It's on kpcw.org, where local journalism matters.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Wendy Gourley, who is our guest host for today's program and also for next week's program. We're delighted to have you here with us. And Robert Bartko, our musical guest for the hour. Robert, welcome back.
Hello, world. Hello, yeah. John and Wendy.
You've been on a bunch of times, including our 100th show.
Yes.
When we had that special two-hour live music party. That was fun.
Right.
But it's great to have you back. Now,
Thank
you've
you.
Been up to so much. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Life has gotten pretty busy since my last time being on here. And just got a lot of things going on musically and just juggling a lot of balls right now. So
yeah. Well, tell me about the George Michael project that you're working on.
Oh, my gosh. That is an interesting road how that came about. You know, I've had this kind of unexpected relaunch of my 90s music dance career. And out of that, you know, I've charted in a couple of countries right now with some recent releases. And it's interesting, for every call I got from a promoter talking about booking me somewhere around the country or maybe somewhere around the world, I would get also several asks of, hey, you know, we love your original dance music, but do you happen to have a George Michael tribute show, because my goodness, you really remind us of him. And if you had something like that, wow, we could really book that a lot. So I started weaving a few of his songs into my set when I would perform at different clubs and event events, and it went over really well. So I'm just getting ready to launch that, and I already have a couple of dates booked. Got a date coming up in San Francisco on September 14th with, do you remember the Village People?
Of course.
Yeah, so we'll be sharing. I'll be sharing the same stage with them, and so really excited about that, and a couple more dates coming up around the country.
We had the entire Village People here on the show, and they were characters. We were laughing hard. We're having trouble keeping our professionalism together because we're just having so much fun. And I used to live in New York, and that's where those guys came from. And, my God, so you're going to have a lot of fun.
I look forward to meeting them. I've messaged with one of them a few times, and it's going to just be neat to meet these legends that you kind of grew up listening to, doing the YMCA and all that.
I do have a quick question. It's interesting how these pockets of interest show up, like Germany and Brazil. That's where most of your action is right now?
Yeah, I've gotten some really good response. One of my songs went to number one in Canada as well. It just seems to be where this particular genre that I've had a relaunch in is known as freestyle, which a lot of people don't know about. It's hot in those particular pockets, especially like Brazil and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What are you going to play for us first?
Oh, so this is a song that's done really well for me. It's called Walk Alone. The version that's done well is the club version, but thought, hey, let's break it down and do it on acoustic guitar.
Live in the Morning Mix, Robert Bartko.
At night, ever since I lost my love, there's no reason for me to come home. I stumble through these nights and days, wishing I could see your face, wondering will I hold you again? Was the love we shared for real or pretend? It's home, I've walked alone. Every single minute you're gone feels like I'm losing my mind. I need some kind of sign that you're coming back. I just can't go on like this. This ain't no way to exist. I need to have your love in my life. I stumble through these nights and days, wishing I could see your face, wondering will I hold you again? Was the love we shared for real or pretend? Come on, alone, I walk alone, all on my own. Since my heart has lost its home, I've walked alone. Lost its home, I've walked alone.
Hi, this is Haley with Recycle Utah. Mark your calendars for our annual Uncorked Outdoor Concert on June 21st at the funkiest place in town, your community recycling drop-off center. Uncorked is a community fundraiser for Recycle Utah's glass recycling. Join us for food trucks, ice cream, beer, cocktails, and live music.
Recycle Utah is your local nonprofit recycling drop-off center, bringing water conservation ideas to you for over 25 years, and we support KPCW.
Hi, this is Roger Goldman, Broadcaster Club member since its inception. There are many unique things about living in Park City, but to really understand not only what's going on from an entertainment perspective, but how the community really works, there is nothing like KPCW and its news and public affairs coverage. I hope you too will be able to join us in the Broadcasters Club.
For more information about becoming a Broadcasters Club member, please contact Jennifer at 649-9004, extension 307, or jennifer@kpcw.org.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Wendy Gourley, who is our guest host this morning. And our musical guest for the hour is Robert Bartko. Here's what's cooking for the weekend, and it is Father's Day weekend. It's currently 55 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town Park City. There is a 40% chance of precipitation this afternoon, possible thundershowers. Had a pretty good thundershower last night. We will have a high today of 70. Tonight, mostly clear. Saturday, oh boy, perfectly sunny, high of 73 for our friends in Heber and Heber Valley. It will approach 80. Saturday night, mostly clear. Sunday, mostly sunny, Father's Day Sunday. And then a slight chance of thundershowers in the afternoon. The high here in Park City will be 74. Heber and Heber Valley approaching 80, maybe 81. And finally, we go out to Monday. Well, it looks like there's 20 to 60% chance of precipitation as the day wears on. And then Tuesday, just a slight chance of showers. Could be a good day. You never know. If you don't like the weather, wait a minute. Things change pretty quickly around here, don't they, Wendy?
They do. But it's beautiful out there today.
It is gorgeous.
Well, in the studio now, we want to welcome Jocelyn Scudder, the Managing Director of Park City Summit County Arts Council. Amazing organization. Welcome.
Aww, thanks.
And with her, we have Heather Weinstock, who has the distinction of having the longest job title in the world. So I'm going to let her tell us what that is.
Yeah, so I'm with Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, and I am the Director of Special Events and Deer Valley Music Festival Donor Relations.
Okay.
That's a long title.
Congratulations. We are so excited to hear all about what you guys have got cooking for this summer.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for having us. We have a very busy weekend ahead of us. And so we are actually here to talk about, I am wearing a public art hat today. So many people might not know that part of the Arts Council's role is to administer the Summit County Public Art Advisory Board, also a mouthful to say. And so we feel really privileged. We were actually granted some funding through Summit County Rap Tax to activate our Art Pianos for All program. And this also happened last year. And so we partnered with Utah Symphony Utah Opera last year and piloted this project where we hired, Utah Symphony Utah Opera resident artists.
Correct, yeah.
To come out and activate the pianos. So we had opera singers and musicians come out to the pianos, play the pianos, and offer some free performances for our community. And it was a huge success. We did 3 pop-up performances, and so we ended up getting grant funding again this year to run it. And so we were so thrilled to be able to partner with Utah Symphony Utah Opera again to offer these performances. So, you know, our goal from the art board's perspective is to really offer incredible high caliber performance for our community to activate our art pianos, which really are meant for everyone. They're out in the community at public places for people to enjoy and play. We have some starting this weekend.
Right. And I think from the Utah Symphony Utah Opera perspective, when you think of the Deer Valley Music Festival, a lot of people think of the Snow Park Outdoor Amphitheater. We have our full orchestra performances there. We bring in guest artists. And then we also do our chamber performances at St. Mary's. But as Jocelyn was saying, we are doing these community pop-ups now. Our mission is to connect the community through great live music, and this is just the perfect way to do it, to give our musicians an opportunity to play in smaller ensembles and kind of showcase their musical talent in a different setting. So this is something we're very excited to be a part of, and we're excited to get them going, and they actually start tomorrow.
Yeah. So we launch tomorrow, June 15th, in Colville. So some of you might remember the Colville Summer Celebration is tomorrow, so there's a lot going on, but we are adding to the festivities. And so at Colville City Hall, there's going to be a performance by Utah Opera resident artist Robert Bosworth and Addison Marler, and that starts at 1 p.m. So again, this is free and open to the public. We encourage you to come. The performances are going to be 30 minutes, so it's not a huge time commitment either, and it's a wonderful experience. We did this last year, and it was hugely successful. And then on June 17th, we're actually new this year, we're inviting the Youth Guild to come participate. And so the Youth Guild pianists will be at the Camus Library at 6 p.m. on June 17th. And then we have Principal Trumpet Travis Peterson with an accompanist from the University of Utah Music Department, Larry Gee, and that's going to be at the Kimball Junction Library, the Summit County Kimball Junction Library, on June 19th at 6 p.m.
Boy, it sounds great. You know, we simulcast, we broadcast the Wednesday night locals concert from the amphitheater, and it's always a lot of fun. And last year I was doing a couple of emceeing roles, you know, announcing the band and all that sort of thing. And I love being surprised. And I and I walked up there and I bumped into Renee Huang and went up to, and what was going on was there a pop-up showed up right there at the amphitheater. I think there were four musicians, and the audience really responded. And it's just a great thing when you come in and, wow, these professional artists are there and they're playing this really cool piece, and it's just a great surprise. So I love knowing about the pop-ups, but I also love the element of surprise.
Definitely. And you know, as Jocelyn was saying, we do have these three pop-up performances as part of the Art Pianos for All, but in addition to that, we do have a bunch of other pop-ups around the community, around the county throughout the summer. We are going to be doing a couple of those Wednesday performances at the amphitheater. Once again, our youth guild is going to be playing in quartets and various different ensembles. We also have a couple of gallery events on Main Street. We're doing something at Susan Swartz Studios, and we're doing something at Gallery Mars. So there are a lot of opportunities. You can go to the DeerValleyMusicFestival.org website and look up all of those dates and get information there, or you can just kind of wander around and maybe you'll get lucky enough to be surprised by a pop-up.
Yeah, so Heather, why are these performance and partnerships important to Deer Valley Music Festival and Utah Symphony?
Right. So, I mean, as I mentioned before, it's definitely just getting out in the community and building those partnerships. You know, our main offices are based down in Salt Lake City, but we do so much up here as well. We've kind of adopted Deer Valley as the summer home of the Utah Symphony, but we do want to kind of showcase that we are kind of here year-round. We do a lot of education activities, and we really respect and are appreciative of everything that Summit County has done for us as far as support goes, from local companies and other organizations, and then also, of course, our donors as well. So this is just a way to give back to them and thank them for what we do.
It sounds like an incredible program. I'm really excited to catch some of them. Jocelyn, I'm really intrigued by the art pianos. How did that get started? Who creates them? I mean, I've had this white upright in my house that I haven't always been thrilled that it's been white, and now I'm starting to, after looking at the pictures online, I'm going, what could I do with this piano?
I know. It's a blank canvas. Some people don't realize, but there's a lot you can do with pianos. So this started a couple years ago, and it actually was spearheaded by a local, Mark Maziarz, who I'm sure many of you know. And I think he went on a leadership tour with Park City and was inspired by another community who entered into a program like this. And so he spearheaded this many years ago, well, probably within the last 10 years. And so people have probably seen art pianos both in Park City and Summit County. The Summit County program has really thrived. We have six pianos that have been donated to the art board, and you know, Mark has led this project, and now the art board is really managing it from here forward. And so they're meant to be in public spaces for people to play. So the art decorated pianos are placed really with the intention to be accessible to the community, but they're also meant to be artful. So we invite artists to come and paint them or create on them. We've even had crazy ideas, depending on who applies, to weld on them, to sculpt them. So really the boundaries are endless. Actually, there's a new piano out in Colville at the new Ledges Center that was inspired by the Spike 150, the celebration for the railroad, and it was made into an old train. So you look at it and it looks like this big toy train, and then you go up to it and you realize it's a functioning piano and you can actually play it. And there's all these, you know, contraptions on it for kids to play with. And so we're thrilled to kind of continue on with this. We actually, an exciting component to this pop-up program that we've partnered with Utah Symphony, Utah Opera, we have a completely new piano that was just donated to us and placed in the new Camas Library, but it actually hasn't been painted yet. We've just selected the artists, but we're still going to play on it this week because why not? And we kind of want to activate it and let people know that this is about to be painted. This is a new asset for the public art board. And I think we'll have some signage up about the artist that will be painting on it. But, you know, it'll kind of be a launch or, you know, a showcase of this new piano that's blank, but will be created on soon.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be sure to follow that.
Good.
What I always love to talk to Renee about when she's here is the economic impact of having the Utah Symphony as our summer home here in Park City. So before we talk about economic, I mean, it's just spectacular that we're the summer home. But I love these numbers, 85%, and you do a bunch of polling, 85% people indicate they'd patronized a local restaurant, 54% had shopped in Park City stores, 45% visited Main Street, and 54% had participated in a recreational activity in conjunction with the Deer Valley Music Festival concert. That's pretty cool.
Right, yeah, definitely impressive numbers. And this is something that we really like to do and send out these surveys to everybody who comes to our concerts at the end of every summer and kind of see how these numbers have changed over the years. And I think this is just something very impressive and something we're very proud of. You know, we put together a Deer Valley Music Festival vision statement to become a nationally recognized as a destination festival for our community and visitors alike, with a reputation for presenting the highest quality, musically diverse experience in a setting of unparalleled natural beauty. And I think we're on the right, we're taking the right steps to achieve that mission. So, well, hopefully these numbers continue to grow.
Well, it's time for a major league plug. It's time for a big plug.
Yes.
So in 2 weeks, on June 28th, mm-hmm. The Morning Mix musical guest will be the entire Utah Symphony at Abravano Hall. Guests will be the symphony. They'll be playing. They'll be rehearsing on the 28th for their opening that night with Chris Bode. Mm-hmm. Connor, who is the maestro, will be on the program. Chris Bode will be on the program. Paul Meacham will be on the program. And Renee Wong will be on the program. And Christy and I will be on the program.
Wow.
You have to tune in.
Well, we love that.
Yeah. Are you sure Christy doesn't want to be out of town that day? Because, you know, I could fill in that day.
Oh. Well, you never know. You should come with us.
Oh.
You could
may
help
be
us.
Sorry. Oh, I just may be there.
You could be we need wranglers, roadies. We need all that
I'll
sort of
anything.
Stuff. But this is our third time at Abravano Hall at the rehearsal space. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is no one else has ever been allowed to go into a rehearsal space before because you're very careful about your brand and that sort of thing.
Exactly.
And I understand that. But we look forward to it. We always enjoy that show. So, again, that will be in two Fridays, June 28th, on the Morning Mix, musical guest for the hour, the symphony.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Again, Heather Weinstock, who's the Director of Special Events and Deer Valley Musical Festival Donor Relations, Jocelyn Scudder, everyone knows, Managing Director of the Park City Summit County Arts Council. Thanks so much. Your collaboration looks brilliant, and we look forward to seeing you all this summer.
Thank you. We're excited for people to come out. And just one last plug, if you're interested in finding more information, you can go to pcscarts.org or
the Deer Valley Music Festival.org. And also, if you hover over schedule, there's a drop-down menu. It'll say community events. You can get that full list of all of our pop-ups this summer.
Okay.
Cool. Lots
Sounds
of good. Artful experiences
yes.
to look forward to.
We'll be there.
Okay. We are going to go through weekend events right now. And when we come back, after weekend events, we're going to reintroduce Robert Bartko, our musical guest for the hour. He's going to be playing a second song.
Wonderful. On Friday, June 14th, we have Gene Rato Logan at the Wooden Shoe Park in Peoria. This is a free show at 6:30 p.m.
Project Logic at the Cabin at 9 p.m. Now, this is the grand opening party at the all-new cabin location at 427 Main Street.
Sophia Dion, one of our great locals at Legends at Park City Mountain, a free show at 4 p.m.
She was a kid the first time she was on the program, and now she's grown up to this beautiful woman, and she's still knocking it out. She's doing a great job. Leo Kottke at the Egyptian Theater, Friday night at 8 p.m.
I'll be there. At the Spurs, we have Los Campinos at 10 p.m.
Latino Arts Festival, 5 to 9 p.m. at the Park City Library Field.
Coming up with the Park City Film Series, The Quiet Force, at 8 p.m. at the Jim Santee Auditorium. The Quiet Force investigates the human and economic impact of Latinx immigrants living in western ski towns, where they comprise 30% or more of our local populations.
Folks, that's going to button it up for Friday. We're going to move on to Saturday. B.D. Howe's band at Park City Mountain, Payday Pad, at 3 p.m.
And then, again, you can reach Leo Kottke at the Egyptian Theater at 8 p.m.
Park Silly Market, On their main stage at 11 a.m., Bone Pile, and Jason Rieke at 2 p.m.
Or you can catch Kate Vogel at Legends at the Park City Mountain, 4 p.m.
And the Spur Shuffle, the Spur has Shuffle at 10 p.m. on Saturday night.
As well as the Latino Arts Festival, 3 to 8 p.m., Park City Library Field.
There'll be a historic home tour, Woodside and Park Avenues, from 10 to 3 p.m. And the best way to get more information about that, tickets, where you meet, and all that cool stuff, is to go to the Park City Museum for more information.
And then to round out our weekend, on Sunday, you can catch Patrick Ryan at the Spur at 7 p.m.
So that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and now we're going to talk about our friends in Heber Valley. From 3 until 7:40 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, you can take a short train ride and learn all about trains in the Heber Valley Railroad, plus themed fun on board. You get your picture taken with a conductor and in front of a steam locomotive. All this and more fun for kids and the whole family at Kids Train Days. It runs June 13, 14, and 15.
And then there's food trucks at the Heber Fire Pit Friday and Saturday nights, 5 to 9 p.m. Gather around the fire pit with all your friends and families every Monday, Friday, and Saturday through September. You can find out more at www.thefoodtruckleague.com.
And then Annie Jr. at the TVT Heber at 7 p.m. both Friday and Saturday night. It's located at 90 North and 100 West. It's based on the popular comic strip and adopted from Tony Award-winning best musical, titled Annie Jr. Features everyone's favorite little redhead. It's her first adventure.
And then lastly on Saturday, First Shots, 5000 South Big Hollow Road, the National Shooting Sports Foundation is partnering with the Heber Valley Gun Club to offer area residents an introduction into safe, recreational use of shotguns for clay shooting sports.
Whew.
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. That's going to button it up for weekend events, and we're welcoming back to the program our musical guest for the hour, Robert Bartko. Robert, how are you doing over there?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Now, you're a complex person. You've got a lot of things going on. You're involved in the community. You're involved with your music. You're also a preacher. You are in charge of the musical program at Mountain Life Church, and you also give these spectacular sermons.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you so much.
So tell us how all this comes together in this complicated life of yours.
I'm still trying to figure that out myself. You know, I guess God likes to create amazing adventures, you know?
I hope. Well, you're a self-described circus family.
Yes.
It sounds like it, but an amazing, amazing existence with all these pieces.
Yeah. We're just living life to the fullest. You know, I got two kids, 11 and 13, and they're super active and trying to keep up with them. And they're pretty ambitious in what they want to do. So they're pulling us in those directions as well. So
that sounds great.
So do you have any dates that are coming up locally, or are you just an international star now?
Oh, gosh. I'm like a schizophrenic musical artist. I got so many things going on. You know, I got my...
Well, you're in the right program, I'll tell you that.
I got, you know, my acoustic thing I do here locally. I got a couple of dates coming up the following week at the Canyons, and then I'm on a never-ending wonderful rotation at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, where I'm there every other Friday. I'll be there July 4th as well. Got a nice patriotic set, and you can see the fireworks blowing off in the background as I'm singing.
Oh, wow.
So it's really special. And then, you know, got a lot of dates coming up, you know, around the country here with not only my dance music, but my George Michael tribute show. So, yeah.
I have seen the video, a little video about your George Michael tribute, and it's amazing.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
It's pretty stunning. So I'm going to be posting that video later this morning.
Oh,
so
thank
on
you
our
for sharing
Facebook,
that.
So.
That was fun filming that, you know, putting on all the different outfits. And I grew up listening to him a lot, and I guess he rubbed off on me a lot more than I had expected. So.
You woke up one day and found out you were channeling.
Yeah,
George Michael.
So.
That's great. Well, it looks like you're watching George.
Yeah.
Now, if you are hanging out one day and you want to hear some cool music, and people call in all the time and they make their requests into the DJ line, I just want to mention that we've got some great Robert Bartko music here in the catalog. How Deep Is Your Love? Jive Talking. and Alone Again, Naturally.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I'm a 70s music freak. I love 70s music. You know, I grew up with an older brother and sister, and from the time I was a little baby, they were playing a lot of 70s music. So.
And what was the name of your band in the 80s?
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, I toured with a band called Count to 20. I was the lead vocalist for that, but also wrote and produced for a lot of different other artists. Yeah, so most notable was Korn. I did 3 singles on them back in the 90s. And
And a lot of your music has been used in television and movies.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You get your BMI statements. And you're like, oh, well, I got license for this, got license for that. That's interesting, you know, so, you know.
That's great.
How much do they pay? Is it like $20 or something? Or like?
Oh, gosh. You know, the digital advancement of music hasn't been that beneficial for payment.
Dear.
You know, I went to number one in Canada, charted in Brazil and Germany recently, and I saw my royalty statement for downloads. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I could maybe, you know, do a couple of dinners with this. So.
Wow.
But who buys music anymore these days, you know?
Yeah. What are you going to play for us next?
This is a song... you know, you got me thinking. Maybe I should do How Deep Is Your Love.
That was a little request I put in before the show.
Oh,
I was
excellent.
Talking to Sweet Wendy before the show, and she said she loved that song. So this is for you, Wendy.
Oh, thank you. You made my day.
Live in the Morning Mix, Robert Bartko.
I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on the summer breeze, keep me warm with your love and your softly lead. And it's me you need to show. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? I really need to learn, 'cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down when they all should let us be. We belong to you and me. I believe in you. You know the door to my very soul. You're my light in my deepest, darkest hour. You're my savior when I fall. And you may not think I care for you, when you know down inside that I really do. And it's me you need to show. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? I really need to learn, 'cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down when they all should let us be. We belong to you and me.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks.
And that was for Wendy.
Thank you.
That was for Wendy.
That was magic. You know, there's just certain songs and certain renditions of songs that you just absolutely love the original. It's iconic.
Yeah.
But then you hear it in a totally different setting.
Oh.
And it is so awesome. I mean, that hits the mark for me.
Oh, thank you, Wendy.
I'm old school. I'll be buying that. I still buy music.
Thank you.
You know, we're doing really well on time. I don't know if we could ask you to play maybe another interpretation or a song that you've written, whatever you like. Of course, Wendy has all sorts of requests.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I'm up for a bonus song, yes.
This is an original. This is called I Want to Live. So everything I'm playing is available on download on iTunes and Amazon and stuff like that. So this one goes.
And how can people get in touch with you if they want to get your music? You just covered that, but if they want to book you.
You can contact me on Facebook or through my website, robertbartko.com. Instagram, anything like that.
Lots of people planning private parties right now.
Yeah, so yeah, I enjoy private parties. Those are fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, thanks, John.
Live in the Morning Mix, Robert Bartko.
ton of bricks right down on my path. Tripped me up and made me fall, then held me in the past. Now I'm picking up, now I'm dusting off. Now I'm not laying down, I'm pushing on, 'cause I wanna live, and I wanna laugh. No more looking back and dwelling on the past. And I wanna live, and I wanna love. I'm not laying down or ever giving up, 'cause I wanna live, and I wanna laugh, and I wanna love. Remember the day that call came in with sirens in my ears. You fought your way back, you're still here. Let's make the best of this coming years. No more crying now, or dwelling on the past. Just live each day as if it's the last. 'Cause I wanna live, and I wanna laugh. No more looking back and dwelling on the past. And I wanna live, and I wanna love. Oh, and I'm not laying down or ever giving up, 'cause I wanna live, and I wanna laugh, and I wanna love. And I've worried so many years, but it's got me nowhere. Looking back and dwelling on the past. And I wanna live, and I wanna love. I'm not laying down or ever giving up, 'cause I wanna live, 'cause I wanna laugh, and I wanna love.
Ah, very, very
nice. Thank you, everybody.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
So beautiful.
We're going to go to a couple of underwriters, and when we return, Provocateur folks will be here, Jennifer Lauer, Jake Arnold, and artist Tyler Shields. Stay with us.
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
Of cancers affecting both men and women, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States, but it doesn't have to be. I'm Dr. Rick Craig, gastroenterologist at University of Utah Healthcare's Redstone Clinic. Colon cancer is preventable with early screening. If you are 50 or older, get screened. For more information, visit redstone.uofuhealth.org. University of Utah Healthcare is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Programming on KPCW is brought to you in part from a grant from the Rocky Mountain Power Foundation. The Rocky Mountain Power Foundation is the philanthropic arm of Rocky Mountain Power. They support the growth and vitality of our communities through charitable investments. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Power, for supporting KPCW.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Wendy Gourley and, of course, our musical guest for the hour, Robert Bartko. Provocateur is a new photo art gallery in Redstone. It had a soft opening several weeks ago. It's got a formal opening on Saturday night. Jennifer Lauer and Jake Arnold join us, as well as Tyler Shields. He's an artist who will be in attendance Saturday night at the opening. Welcome to the Morning Mix.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming in. Tell us about your gallery.
Yeah, so I'd come out here a couple times to shoot. You know, obviously we would shoot all around Park City, out in Salt Lake. I met Jake and Jen, and you know, I kind of do galleries all around the world. And as we kind of went to some of the galleries here, we realized there wasn't really anything kind of of the style of art that I did. And Jake and I started talking, and Jake kind of said, "Well, you know, what if we did a gallery here with the more contemporary style stuff?" And I said, you know, what if we brought in Banksy, and what if we brought in Helmut Newton? And obviously, we just kind of took it from there.
Sure. Okay. And you are film only, is that correct?
That's right.
So you photograph with film. Do you use digital for any of your editing tools, or is everything in the dark room?
No, so I'll use digital for, we do scans because I do the really large style prints. So some of the printing I do, you can't really do in the dark room. They don't make trays big enough to do it. So we will shoot it on film. We use a NASA optical scanner, like a big drum scanner. And then we put it into the computer. And then obviously now with social media and everything, you have to scan things because you need it for Instagram and you need it for promotion and things like that.
Kind of tough on the radio to get all this across. So folks, if you go to Tyler Shields, if you Google that, you can pull up some of this artwork. But if you're driving, you don't want to do that. But if you're at home or at the office, please pull his works up. It's beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Really nice. So Jennifer and Jake, how did all this start for you? Meeting Tyler and saying, yeah, this makes sense. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it happened. We met Tyler and we actually just became very close after that meeting. We stayed in touch for about a year and a half and started talking about this and looking for opportunities here in Park City. And, you know, one thing led to another and here we are.
Now, Jake, you and Tyler met at a photo shoot where you provided an old car out in the Salt Flats. And
We had a mutual friend, and he was, you know, Tyler was talking to him. He needed a car for a photo shoot, and I actually, you know, had this old 67 Camaro SS. And
one of the most beautiful cars you'll ever see.
I would think so.
So we had it brought down to the Salt Flats, and you know, we shot that day, and some great prints turned out of it. And we'll have them in the gallery tomorrow.
Could you resist? Did you crank up the engine and get up to about 120?
We wanted to, but that day it was too soft, so we couldn't. They wouldn't let us drive it fast, and you know that salt was pretty corrosive to the car.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And Jennifer, what's your story here?
Well, the funny part of that is Jake and I had just started dating literally a week before this photo shoot happened. All and right. Jake knew how into photography and art I was. So I think he wanted to bring me and have me meet Tyler to kind of, you know, impress me a little bit. So he did. And we all hit it off. And now we're engaged and going into business with Tyler. And yeah, it was a really awesome thing to see Tyler whipping out all of these crazy old cameras in the Salt Flats and his gorgeous girlfriend who is the model and a lot of the photos was there, and it was really fun to watch.
Well, it's wonderful to have good artwork around, but it's also good to have investment grade that will be going up in value, hopefully, and that sort of thing. So that's the type of products that you have at your gallery.
Yeah, I mean, we have Helmut Newton, who's one of the most famous photographers of all time. We have Banksy, who is probably one of the most famous artists right now in the world. And then we have my stuff. And then we'll be adding a whole slew of other new artists as time goes on. And I mean, you know, in terms of that, like, I just had a big auction with Sotheby's. I just did a big talk with Sotheby's in London. And obviously Banksy just had the thing where he shredded one of the pieces, and then it literally doubled in value the next day. So we've got some fun people in it.
Do we know who Banksy is?
I know who Banksy is.
You do?
Yeah.
Does anybody else?
I mean, there's people who know who he is.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. If you met him on the street, you wouldn't be like, oh, that's Banksy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I thought he was an enigma for many years. People didn't know who he was.
Oh, yeah. Nobody really knows who he is. I mean, he doesn't... There's so many steps of people you have to deal with. You'll never actually get to the real guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the Egyptian has a nice piece. I'm sure you've seen it.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's good stuff. So back to your event in London at Sotheby's. You were saying to the Sotheby's audience there that you don't make a lot of prints. You do very small runs in like three prints in different sizes and that sort of thing. And that, of course, adds to the value of the product.
Yeah, absolutely. Photography, I guess 40, 50 years ago, nobody really knew the value of what the prints would be worth. So people would just make, you know, as many as they wanted. Apparently, you could go and get an Ansel Adams print for $50 if you went to his studio a long time ago. And he would just make as many copies as people wanted. And I wanted to go more in the painting style, you know, the less prints, the higher the value will be. And that's and that was one of the things that Sotheby's said is they're so excited about, because if you have 500 copies of something that circulate, it's just not going to be worth as much as if you have three.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. So, Jennifer, where are you located in Redstone?
So we're at 1675 Redstone Center Drive, which is right in between the makeup store and the toy store and the apothecary. We initially looked at being on Main Street, but we kind of wanted to kind of be in a new up-and-coming area and be, you know, near some of the restaurants over there and where people were walking around during the day going to, like, yoga and shopping. And
also, you'll be drawing from Salt Lake, and it's a lot easier for people to come up the hill and go right to Redstone than to work their way into Main Street. So that works out, too.
Yeah, and the parking is a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. That's for sure. What time's the opening?
So the opening is going to start at 6 and go to 9. If there happens to be a lot of people, you know, we'll just stay there until whenever.
No, there's always, this always happens. So I had one show where, you know, you say 6 to 9 and then you've got 1,000 people there and then you just got to turn off the lights at a certain point. Otherwise, people will just stay all night.
Stay all night.
Yeah, just turn off the lights at 3 a.m.
There you go.
And that's the end of that.
That's right.
I think you have a lot of people that have said they're coming to this opening.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Jake, how many do we have?
I think we'll probably have 300 to 400.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
But that's, you know, we can't track it all from Facebook. It shows close to 400, but not everybody will show, and that's not including, you know, people we know, word of mouth, the stuff that's been out in print, the park record, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of good galleries here in town. Some have investment grade work and varying artists and those sorts of photographers and all. How would you differentiate yourself?
I mean, I've been to a fair amount of the galleries here, and you know, there's beautiful stuff around here. But I think the stuff that we have is completely different from anything I've seen. I mean, obviously, I don't live here, but everything that I've seen here has a certain feel and a certain tone to it. And we have a completely different and completely opposite tone.
Also, a lot of Tyler's pieces and some of the other works we have in there are a little bit more provocative, I think I would say, than a lot of stuff around here, hence the name of the gallery, Provocateur. We wanted to have some stuff that kind of, you know, makes people think and evokes emotion and things like that.
We were talking about the Camaro earlier. Let's talk about Rolls Royces.
Oh yeah,
you blew one up.
I did, yeah. It was so funny because I bought the Rolls Royce and it was obviously, you know, you could drive. I could still drive it, so I was like, oh, I'm gonna drive it around for a little while. So I started driving it around, but I always knew that I was gonna blow it up, but I didn't tell anybody else. So I would just park it on curbs. Like I treated it like I was, you know, obviously I was gonna destroy it. And then we went and I blew it up, and then all of my friends were like, oh, now I get it. Why you were doing all the crazy stuff with it. It was so funny.
Okay, great. How big is your space?
The space is about 1300 square feet.
Okay. And, do you need room to expand, you think? Is this going to be something you have some options to be able to get some additional space there?
We'll see. I mean, if we have to expand, I don't know what the options are expanding with that specific space. We may have to, you know, relocate if that's the case, if that, you know, it's a good problem to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great problem. Now, is the opening open to everyone, or do they have to come and register through Facebook? Or
it's open to everyone.
Yeah. Open to the public.
Okay, great. Well, the gallery is titled Provocateur, and Jennifer Lauer and Jake Arnold are proprietors. But Tyler, I believe that you are also a co-owner. Is that
correct?
That's
right, yeah.
Oh, so it's the three of you together.
That's right.
I keep hitting my mic.
That's okay.
Hey, thanks for joining us, and have a great opening and break a leg and all of that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And again, that the address again?
The address is 1675 Redstone Center Drive.
Okay, and it's right next to the apothecary.
Mm-hmm.
All right, great.
Awesome.
Best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Okay. We shall return right after these messages.
This hour of programming is brought to you in part by the generosity of our Broadcasters Club. KPCW would like to recognize Broadcasters Club members, Rondi and Mike Gray, Sheila and AJ Hall, Paula and Skip Hodgetts. We couldn't do what we do without supporters like you.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. It's JW. I think I'll thank our sponsors for a moment here. Just need to find my sponsor list. And we want to urge everyone to get outside and have some fun this weekend because it's going to be absolutely beautiful weather. And let's see here. I will find that sponsor list and we shall. Oh, it's right here. I know it's here. Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties. We could not do it without you. And Robert, it's been great to have you back on the program.
Thank you for having me back.
Yeah.
It's always a delight to be here, John. You're a great friend and just love hanging out with you.
Yeah, I love hanging out with you too. And I hope to see you around the summer. I'm going to try to get out to Ruth's Chris on July 4th.
Excellent.
Or is that July 3rd?
Yes.
July 4th. Okay.
Yeah.
And what time do you go on then?
I usually start around 6, but I'll play in a pretty long set that night, you know, up into and through the fireworks. So.
Oh, yeah. Get out there, get a parking space, listen to some music, get some nice food, and then walk out and watch the fireworks.
Yeah, it's great. Great place to watch them, get a great meal, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to play for us for your final number?
Oh, my goodness. You want another one, huh? You're going to get people sick of me.
I don't think so.
This is a song called I Want Your Love. It's just been a recent release for me, and it's done really well for me. So it's actually a club song, but we'll break it down and do it on the acoustic guitar.
Live in the Morning Mix, Robert Bartko.
Sitting here feeling so bad, I just hurt the one I love. With my words, yes, my words were so angry, I just let them go without thinking much. There she is, she's looking so, so sad, and she's thinking that she might want to go. Baby, please, won't you listen to me? Let me tell you that I'm sorry and more. I want your love, I need your love, girl. Don't you take it away from me. I want your love, I need your love, girl. Baby, don't you take it away from me. If I could go back in time, I wouldn't hesitate to change what I did. Cause you mean so much to me. Yes, I would do anything to take it away. There she is, she's looking so, so sad, and she's thinking that she might want to go. Baby, please, won't you listen to me? Let me tell you that I'm sorry and more. I want your love, I need your love, girl. Baby, don't you take it away from me. I want your love, I need your love, girl. Baby, don't you take it away from me. I want your love, I need your love, girl. And baby, don't you take it away from me. I want your love, I need your love, girl. And baby, don't you take it away from me, yeah.
Robert Bartko. Robert Bartko, live in the Morning Mix. And we want to thank our guest this morning, Heather Weinstock, Director of Special Events and Deer Valley Music Festival Donor Relations, and Jocelyn Scudder, Managing Director of Park City Summit County Arts Council. They were in to talk about symphony pop-ups in Park City and Heber Valley this summer and their piano program and economic impact of the symphony and a number of other things. We also had the folks from Provocateur here, Jennifer Lauer, Jake Arnold, and Tyler Shields. We're here on the program. And, of course, our musical guest for the hour, Robert Bartko, he will be at Ruth's Chris on July 4th starting about 6 o'clock. And go in there, get a little bit of food, listen to his great music, and then go out and watch the fireworks, which is a pretty cool thing to do that time of year. And I also want to thank my guest host for the hour, Wendy Gourley. Wendy will be with us again next week. And then, of course, the following week on the 28th is our special symphony show we will be at Abravano Hall, so please join us for that. This is KPCW in Park City. Everybody get outside. Have some fun. NPR National News is